when the jiva falls into this world, how thoroughly he is captivated by Maya and her agents is not very easily understood by the jivas themselves. Until after millions of lifetimes, they may come in contact with devotees and get awakened. The Maya and her agents are expert in making the jiva become forgetful of Krishna by casting upon the soul varieties of material designations. As soon as you are born, you don't have any name for the material body. But after some days, you are given a name of the material world, with which you can identify yourself. Similarly, Maya's agents teach you how to put up different colors of dresses, and different types of glamorous dresses too, in the name of impressing and attracting others to make yourself more forgetful of Krishna. Different types of hairstyles, mustache styles and beard styles in this world, so that you can thoroughly forget your original identity. And in this way, when one eventually gets married, then one has a new identity as a husband, then as an uncle, and as a father and a grandfather. And same is true with anyone who is becoming a mother or an aunt or a grandmother. So in this way, Maya and her agents, their only duty is to go on piling up designation over designations on the soul and make him more and more conditioned and make him thoroughly forgetful of Krishna, so that he can be stooped in ignorance and go on pursuing his material business in the material world. On the other hand, Krishna is the most merciful Lord. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says, "O Lord, out of kindness, you have very mercifully appeared in the form of this holy name." The Lord appears in various ways. He appears as the holy books, the holy teachings, the holy rivers, the holy temples, the tirthasthalas, and to the holy prasadam, the holy deity form, and also the holy name. And amongst in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, amongst the different ways in which Lord manifests himself, the form of the devotee in which he manifests is the most merciful form. Because the other things are just available, like the tirthasalas are waiting for someone to come to them and take the mercy. The holy name is available, the books are available. But the devotee is not just available, the devotee actively pursues in delivering the forgetful soul by reaching out to the suffering souls and pulling them out of the foolish state of slumber in the lap of the witch of Maya. That's why the Sri Guru and his agents, who are actively pursuing the deliverance of the forgetful conditioned souls, are the most merciful personalities in the whole creation. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much touched by the verse, "Tava Kathamritam." Tava Kathamritam Takta Jeevanam Kavibhiridhitam Kalmashapaham Shravanamangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvigrinantiye Bhudidajana. So this is a prayer offered by the gopis, where they pray to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, your most your pastimes are very auspicious to hear, and our hearts are like deserts that are dried up and by the scorching heat of the sun of material existence. But your nectarian pastimes and your instructions in the scriptures are so soothing to the heart that they are like a great nectar shower in a dried up desert. And who are the agents who bring that shower? Samsar dava analiloka taranaya karunya ghanaganatam. Who is that who is bringing it? And they are the ones who are the Vaishnavas, whom they are calling as Bhurida, or the most magnanimous souls, who bring the mercy of Krishna abundantly and shower it on the suffering souls and wake them up to the reality. And thus Krishna and his agents, they do the opposite business to Maya by systematically removing all the false designations. You are having a special disco style hairstyle, they give you a new hairstyle. And you are wearing all kinds of glamorous dresses, imagining yourself to be something what you are not, then they give you a new type of dress style, which will put you in remembrance of Krishna. And you are having some material name. In fact, in the modern times, people even change their names. Somebody is given some nice name like Bhagya Lakshmi by the mother. And she keeps a name, some other very stylish name. Some modern, you can see that they change their names, especially when somebody becomes a secretary or something in the company. People change their names to... a Kalyan Raman, they become Kal Raman. They keep new names to become more attractive to others. Whereas Krishna and his representatives, they change our name to remind us of Krishna by giving a new name, by uncovering the false identities and reviving our true identity. And while the material world teaches you that you have to become bigger and bigger and bigger, like the frog that exploded with your false ego, the Krishna and Shri Guru and his agents, they teach us how to put ourselves in the real position of Das, Dasanu Das and not Basanu Bas. So in this way, the greatest merciful Lord makes a great plan to deliver the soul that has wandered away from his true occupation of serving Krishna and loving Krishna. And the medicine that the Sri Guru and Acharyas that they use to revive the soul back to his sanity is the holy name. So the offering of the holy name by the Guru to the disciple and offering of the new name, initiating him, is actually called as new birth. It's a new birth altogether. Although we all may be in adolescent age, wandering in this world as if we are very mature gentlemen, in spiritual circle we are simply like children. In front of Maya, we are tiny kids who Maya can very easily keep under her subjugation. But for such people like us, the real deliverance begins when the Guru gives a shelter and offers a new name and offers Diksha and chants on the holy beads and offers the mantra Diksha. After which one is empowered by the Guru, by the mala that he gives. And by the name that he has offered, one should stand up to the name. Whatever name is given, because everyone is given the special title of Das. In the material world, simply by adding a few letters on the right side of your name, the material world infatuates you and makes you proud and think very high of yourself. Simply having some BE, BTech, MTech, PhD. Just 3-4 letters they add and they make you a fool, number one. Similarly, Guru actually attaches the Das in front of your head of your name in order to make you come to sanity and put you back in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, in our temple also, many devotees. How many devotees? 17 devotees? 18 devotees, yeah. Totally 18 devotees have taken initiation just yesterday and they all have reborn now. This is actual birth. Although, prati janma janme pita mata paya, it is said. Every janam you get a mother and father. Even a dog or a cat gets mother and father. That's not a very big thing. But to get the real spiritual father, the Guru, and the spiritual mother, the Vedas, in our life, that's real birth. So these devotees have successfully lived a very sincere life of dedication, which has attracted the attention of Krishna to send one of his competent agents, the spiritual master, to offer them shelter. Now is the real test for them, how they accept the shelter and progress in the life of Krishna consciousness sincerely throughout their entire life till the last breath. And if they successfully live, then Krishna will take notice and he will, as he says, Tesham aham samuddharta mrtya samsara sagarat bhavamena chirat partha maya veshita chetsam. So Krishna will take them back home to Godhead. So all these devotees have, as I said, new birth, and actually new birth means new names also. So the names will be put up in the notice board. All devotees can remember these new names and call them by the new name. And the devotees who are initiated also can remember their new birth and new name and forget about your old name and your material birth. So at the time of Diksha, Guru becomes a father, Shastras become the mother, Vaishnavas become your true relatives and friends. And by this shelter, now you are under the umbrella of the spiritual master and the acharyas who are backing you. And by the offering of your fruit in the yajna, we have cast away all your terrible, ghastly, horrible sins and the sinful reactions you have committed in millions of lives. And you are relieved of that burden in order to set you free so that you can make a progressive march on the path back to Godhead. Now it is your free choice how you want to live your life and how you want to take Krishna consciousness seriously. I have seen people after initiation making such progress, terrific progress they make. It's a very clear-cut difference before initiation and after initiation. That the reason is they have taken it up in a sincere spirit, and when they take it up in a sincere way, then the mercy flows down. Those who are very transparent and sincerely taking it up, the mercy flows very, very fastly after their initiation. And I also request all the devotees to offer your heartfelt blessings to these newly initiated devotees, so that they become freed from the clutches of Maya's ropes, which already they are doing. They are already becoming free, and they become very firmly kripaya thavapada pankaja sthitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. They become stith and stable, firmly fixed in the lotus feet of Guru, Srila Prabhupada and Acharyas, and ultimately the divine couple Shri Radha and Krishna. And we will pray that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda be abundantly flooding their hearts, and they become vehicles of the carriers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, and following in the footsteps of the Acharyas and following the mood of Lord Chaitanya, and they become very powerful preachers and proponents of Krishna conscious philosophy in nook and corner of the world. So they will benefit, and they are going to benefit millions and millions of souls in the world. So I request all the devotees to offer their blessings by loudly chanting Hari Bol.
Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol!
Hari Naam Prabhu ki.